legal interview?
Us and somebody like Strike Iron.
Yep.
And probably
we're here at Demo with Howard Morgan from First Round Capital. Yes. How are you?
Fine, John.
We're Josh. Josh, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, now we're audio now because the light's now down, so we got to go about audio. Yeah. So, guys,
is this HD audio?
First, no, it's not. Yeah, we mix it down. We go actually mono because it saves us on our bandwidth expenses.
How are they going to hear what I say on the left side?
We go mono. So, you guys are First Round Capital. You guys have made a lot of great investments. Josh, you said you'd invest in anything that would move these days, but no. I mean, seriously, what's your investment strategy?
I don't know. I think we're a little more picky than that. Look for great entrepreneurs, large markets, and not afraid to invest pre-revenue.
Yeah, that's what you were saying, pre-revenue. Because there's a lot of new market ground being taken down by young companies, right? Is that what you're thinking?
And a lot of entrepreneurs who are leaving their existing companies again, as that happened in the 90s, and seeing that they can start something new with a good idea and start it with not a large amount of capital. So our model, which is start early without too much capital, get to something sustainable and then add capital, work has been working very well.
So in this new market, people can launch fast and quick, and you can pretty much get a good sense of how things hunt, right?
We go for incremental improvement, not postponed perfection.
when I founded my first company in 91, it took us $5 million of fundraising to the point that we could actually get a product out the door. When I did my second company, Half.com, in 98, 99, it took $2.5 million of funding to get the point where we can get a product out the door. When we did my third company, Turntide, it took $750,000 of funding till we can get a product out the door. And now we're routinely seeing companies that can get out the door for $250,000, like our portfolio company here, Cuts. That's here. You know, they're launching a demo this year, and you know they've raised about $250,000 to get to the point where they could actually launch a product. It just makes it far more capital efficient to launch a company.
It's an entrepreneur's dream, right? I mean, think about it, right? Creatively and execution-wise?
And they can own a lot more of the company at the beginning and prove that it works and then therefore raise the later rounds of higher valuations.
Most entrepreneurs like myself always worry about control, creative control in a time of, you know, evolving market. The big thing is you don't want the big, you know, VCs coming in saying, oh, here's the playbook, page 12, replace the CEO. I mean, in this market, by retaining more ownership, the CEOs basically can drive the car longer, right?
They can drive it longer, but they have to be good drivers because it's still true that most of the first-time entrepreneurs will not make it all the way to being CEO of a public company.
Josh, talk about that. On your third investment, third venture, you've got a lot lower in capital into the deal. What's your advice to entrepreneurs out there right now who are in this market, first-time entrepreneurs?
Well, first-time entrepreneurs would be to build a team of surround yourself with second-time entrepreneurs
or third-time.
Because I've learned the hard way that putting money into a first-time entrepreneur oftentimes is not an investment; it's tuition, and you're paying that entrepreneur's tuition and how to start a company. But my basic advice would be that to start a company extremely capital efficient. Efficiency. I think right now you can get companies off the ground for far cheaper and iterate quickly to the point that you actually know what you have. I mean, what it used to cost for market research, you now can get a company out the door.
So pre-revenue is okay for you because you can get a sense with your experience where they're going, directionally correct, what their options are, and then tool up from there, right?
Exactly.
But pre-revenue with a business model.
Yeah, and a team.
So that you see that there's a model for revenue to eventually come in because companies will not survive without revenue.
Howard, I think we met a few times at an Agenda conference way back when that was still a conference.
Yes.
You've been around the block, okay? And the VC firms have still kind of been in the billion-dollar funds, and there's some that have tooled down to $500 million. You guys are obviously playing in a whole new environment with your model. How do you guys coexist with those guys? Obviously, you have different criteria. How do you deal with that?
We coexist very well because we pretty up these young companies, and the good ones we bring to our friends who have the $500 million, as we've partnered with August Capital, with Sequoia, with Maveron.
So very friendly, open and friendly.
Very friendly and very early in keeping them informed of what we're doing. They can't play at $250,000. They have so much to invest per partner that they just can't do it. But they're willing to trust some of our judgments when those companies need $3 to $5 million.
Yeah. And Josh, you've got a lot of experience doing ventures. Do you agree with that?
Sure I do. I think that just as undercapitalizing a company is a big risk, I think overcapitalizing in its early stage is a very big risk. Giving companies too much money too soon prevents them from... doesn't force the entrepreneur to make tough trade-offs. They don't have to compromise. They don't have to trade one model off, and they oftentimes try to pursue three or four different things, which can be really, really diffusive of their focus.
Exactly. And focus is the key in the early stage.
Getting
the market
important.
Position, identify the revenue models.
And identify who the real customers are. A lot of what's going on in social networking involves users, which is getting people to the site, but they're not the customers paying money. Those are advertisers. And figuring out how to deal with those is a lot harder for some of these young entrepreneurs than figuring out how to get users.
And the models evolve, too. Josh, talk about team recruitment. Entrepreneurs out there, obviously networking's key. How do you advise your young companies that are in that very early stage of really defining the fabric of the company on how to recruit good team members?
Well, I think the first 20 employees any company hires are critical. So at that point, I'd say the CEO should interview all of them, every single person. They set the culture of the company. I also think that multiple interviews are really important, not just yourself, but having three, four, five people from the team interview them. You know, it depends. Just as an editor wouldn't hire a journalist without giving them a writing sample, I'm all for sort of throwing problems and challenges that you face in your business on these candidates and seeing what they have to offer. And I also think right now is a great time to be recruiting out of some of the larger players that were sort of some of the high flyers during the late 90s, early 2000s. I think now there's a really interesting pool of candidates who have vested in their options, who have been there, done that, and
are bored
looking for another startup experience.
Yeah, one of the things we've done recently is ask a candidate for VP of marketing to prepare the marketing pitch and give the marketing pitch for the company to all the members of the company so they could see how she worked. And she did a great job preparing it. We hired her, and things are going very well.
And you can learn, too. It's a free consulting
and
job.
It's a free consulting
gig.
And a free
day.
Consulting gig.
Yeah, so, exactly. $1,000 a day at McKinsey, you can get that for free by interviewing a bunch of people.
So use your hiring to learn about other people's reaction to the company as well as your own reaction to the people.
We're here at the demo conference with Josh Kopelman with First Round Capital and Howard Morgan. First Round Capital doing first round deals, seed deals, A rounds, pimping up the ventures for the tier ones to come in and take the deals down.
Turning them into real companies.
Okay. Demo's a fertile ground. I know you guys are sponsoring. All right, good job. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Cool.